And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Gary White with the Sitka Economic Development Association. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Melissa.
Well, we're here to talk about a couple of things. We're going to start off by talking about CETA's Economic Innovation Forum, which is coming up tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
Correct. Yeah, this will be the third annual Economic Forum, and we put a little twist in it this year. We're calling it the Economic Innovation Forum, where we want to focus more on innovation. So it's tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday the 30th at 3 p.m. over at the Centennial Hall. And what we're hoping is that folks in the community want to come out and help us figure out the best way that we can develop our economy here in town. And in the past few years, we've worked on, you know, encouraging folks to look at the assets that are in the community. You know, we've got great natural resources here. We've got the beauty, of course, which is another natural resource. We've got a pretty decent business climate. We've got a great quality of life here. We've got two schools. We've got we've got all these different assets. And how can we look at our assets and try to figure out a way to develop an economy to basically focus on either bringing new money into the economy, which is going to create jobs, or stop the money from leaking, kind of looking at, you know, watching our commercial fishing boats leave town to get their work done. So how can we find ways to save those dollars and keep them here? But this year we want to take our focus a little bit more. Also, I mean, all those other ideas are great, but we also want to look at how can we look at the things that we're already doing and doing them better. And we were talking a little bit earlier when last January I had the opportunity to go over to Juneau for the Juneau Economic Development. They have had an innovation forum, and they brought a gentleman from Iceland in, and he runs this cluster thing, the ocean clusters of Iceland, or Iceland clusters. And they've figured out in Iceland, where they've watched the value of their the volume of their seafood drop off due to fishing regulations, but they've increased the value of their seafood almost double. And they've done that by looking at using all parts of the fish, using the heads, the skins, the bones, working with biotech companies to, do cosmetics and whatnot out of the fish. And so they've been really successful and made quite a bit of money in Iceland on looking at new ways of doing old business. And I'd like folks to start thinking about how we can find new ways of making money off of the current businesses that we are currently doing.
And sort of thinking outside the box a bit.
Right.
Well, and are you looking for anybody to come? What kinds of parameters are you putting around these ideas?
Well, of course, the entire community is welcome to come, and we want people to come and hopefully help us figure this out. CETA's only a 1.5-person office, and we've got a pretty heavy workload. And we'd like to figure out if folks can help us develop the economy. So what we're kind of asking for is the ideas to be specific. You know, it's great to say, yeah, we should bring in more tourists. Well, how can we concretely do that? What are the specific actions to bring in more tourists? We also want it to be realistic. There's certain limitations to living here in Sitka that we can't do everything, something grandiose, like we don't want to put a monorail in or something like that. You know, we want something that's realistic. So realistic, specific, and achievable within a 2-year time frame, because we'd like to be able to see some results from the action. And then we're also asking for that folks, when they bring their ideas, that we hope that folks would want to work on it, try to take their idea all the way through. And sort of like the health summit is get a bunch of folks together that like this idea and want to see it move forward.
Now, are you going to help folks figure out how to do that, how to move forward with an idea?
We're hoping that the folks take it on themselves. We can try to help as much as we want. CETA, the CETA board has set a strategic plan of work items for myself to work on, as well as the Selma Cove board. And so I have a pretty full plate, but I mean, that saying, if it's just an awesome idea that none of us have thought about, for sure we want to work on it, because it's going to help to move our community forward.
So tomorrow afternoon, yep, will be an opportunity for community members to share ideas and hopefully come up with some new ideas, come up with some concrete, measurable ways to improve our economy through innovation.
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 And like really focusing on bringing money into the community, those prime industries.
Okay. You also wanted to touch on what's going on over at the industrial park. There are a couple of proposals before the board.
Sure. And so last Wednesday, Sawmill Cove Board had a meeting, and we heard some interesting things. We heard one that Alaska Bulk Water Incorporated wants to get a tide lens lease to put in a mooring system. So that's kind of exciting. That's moving that process forward. We might actually see water being moved out of Sitka here in the next year or so. But kind of the reason that a lot of folks came out for the meeting is we've got two proposals, one from Silver Bay Seafoods that would like to acquire a majority of the remaining land at the park. And what they'd like to do is put into cold storage, do some value-added seafoods, things that haven't been done here before in town, and then look at putting in or working with the Halibut Point Marine to put a larger haul out in. So they would the conceptual discussion was bringing in a 250 ton lift that could pull the boats that can't currently be pulled out the road there. So it's interesting. And at the same time, we got another proposal from a gentleman named Pat Glob, and he'd like to acquire some of the waterfront property, and he'd like to put in an office and a fabrication shop and work on engineering services for the seafood industry, working with land-based processors, floating processors, providing the equipment and adding some machines that can work with our local fleet to do boat repair. So the board had a pretty good discussion. They asked a lot of questions, and kind of the next steps are is that the board directed myself to work with these folks and look at past models for selling property that we've used in the past, which is where we find out different benchmarks of performance that these guys can put forward. You know, how long it will take them to build a cold storage. You know, what type of value-added processing equipment are they going to put up? How long is that going to take them? And then set milestones so when they meet those goals, then we have a mechanism to sell them that property, but lease it to them until the point where we have a good understanding that things are going to happen out there, jobs are going to be created. I mean, Silver Bay Seafoods has got a track history in Sitka since 2007, and they've been very successful, so that says something. But we still want to... You know, it's our last waterfront developable piece of property in town, and with utilities right up to it. And we want to make sure that you know, these proposals are going to be successful and things are going to move forward. And, you know, we had a long standing board member named Charles Horan who always used to tell me we need to have assurances that these are going to go forward. And this is kind of that tool to make sure that those assurances are met.
So the board is taking a month for that to happen before making a decision.
Right, yeah. So we're, of course, all these guys are pretty busy. The season's just winding down, and there's other personal commitments out there. But we're going to work with these guys, develop some good benchmarks, bring these back to the board, and get their recommendations to move forward for the assembly. So it'll be an exciting fall for the park, and we'll get a really great opportunity to see some of the visions that folks have had for the past 14 years kind of come to fruition and hopefully, you know, get some more jobs and turn that park into the economic generator engine that it was meant to be.
Well, we're almost out of time, but really quickly, I'd like to briefly cycle back to the economic forum that's happening tomorrow, the Economic Innovation Forum. This has been happening for 3 years. What have been some of the projects that have come out of it?
Sure. The first year we tackled affordable housing, and there was some subcommittees that came off of that, and one was the Benchland subcommittee, and they worked to work with the city to get some property put out on the market, which has happened, so that was successful. Another group got together and talked about how we market Sitka better, and that's with the whole branding project that's being run out of the SCVB. And the other one was to work with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp with the takeover of the Sheldon Jackson campus, and that seemed to be some successes. And then last year we met again in the spring, and there was a discussion to put a dock downtown. That kind of went directly to the assembly. I believe former Mayor Westover brought that forward and was the champion and took that to the assembly, and it didn't seem like it had any legs at the time being because of the new dock out the road. Second was to have the city staff work with our bulk water experts and try to move that venture forward. And then the third was to have a group work with the Fine Arts Camp again, but work on more programming. How do we move that campus into a 12-month production?
Okay. Well, great. Gary, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity, and I hope to see as many folks as possible come out tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 6 at the Centennial Hall.
Great. Well, we've been speaking with Gary White with CETA. Coming up tomorrow is CETA's Economic Innovation Forum at Centennial Hall, 3 to 6.